Representative Jody Isay, Pelosi tearing so to speech is ripping up the desires, the wishes, the aspirations of the American people. By Robert Krajicek on February 4, 2020. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi disrespected Americans' desires, wishes, and aspirations when she ripped apart a printout of President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech, said Representative Jody Isay, RGA. Joining Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight shortly after the conclusion of the president's address to speak with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Henry Olson. As Trump completed his speech, Pelosi stood up, held the speech up in full view of Congress and the nation, and tore the pages in half. She began tearing the papers as Trump finished saying, "God bless America." In so doing, Pelosi tore apart a text honoring American military forces, including Tuskegee Airman General Charles McGee, a 100-year-old veteran of the pioneering black fighter pilots. "Could you believe that?" asked Isay of Pelosi's display. "The president is literally saying, 'God bless America,' and right behind him is Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech. It was just so disrespectful. The reality is the American people elected President Trump to do the things he was talking about tonight. And for her to rip that speech up, it's more than ripping up papers, it's more than ripping up a speech. She was literally ripping up the desires, the wishes, the aspirations of the American people who elected Trump to do what he has been doing," added Isay. "Listen." Isay continued, "I just thought it was extremely disgraceful, shameful, and disrespectful. At the same time, it's my hope that the American people will see what we're up against, here, with this Democratic Party. They are hateful. They are ugly. They are going to do anything they can to harm this president and try to obstruct and stand in his way of accomplishing the things he ran on. It's unbelievable," stated Isay, joking. "It's like they're tired of winning, so they didn't have the energy to clap. I don't know what it was, but how can anyone not be excited that America's economy is booming? How can you not be excited that unemployment is down to record levels for blacks and Hispanics and women? It was classy of Trump not to mention the Democrats' impeachment push against him during his speech," said Isay. "The Democrats just would not stand or applaud or even give credit. Not even a nod of the head, most of them, in recognition that some good things are happening under the leadership of President Trump," remarked Isay. "They can't even acknowledge the good things happening in this country." Mansour asked how those honored by Trump's speech, including the family members of American victims of Islamic terrorism, border security agents, military service persons, and veterans and their families, would perceive Pelosi's exhibition. "I don't see how anyone can look at that with any degree of pride," replied Isay. "That is something that cannot, in my mind, be looked at in any other way than an outright slap in the face to the president and the American people. It was just so shamefully disrespectful." Isay concluded, "Everything rises and falls on leadership. And when you see the Democratic Party, as a whole, being disrespectful throughout this entire speech, it is nothing but a reflection of their leadership. Starting with her, and she exhibited her disrespect in full display by ripping up the speech, and they have followed suit by the disrespect they gave during the entire address." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.